Polyethics Industries is phasing out the lavender-scented product that caused a pervasive, lingering smell through some of Aurelia's neighborhoods in recent years. The company said it's worked with the customer who purchased the product in recent months, who ultimately agreed to phase out this product completely from their product offering, said Scott Wagg, Polyethics Special Projects and IT Manager, in a press release. This is great news for our community as the lavender was the scent providing the greatest impact on our surrounding neighborhood, Wagg said. In a series of heated public meetings last year, residents raised a wide range of concerns about the scent used for batches of garbage bags, with some arguing it prevented them from enjoying their properties, and others raising health concerns. Following those meetings, at the behest of the Ministry of Environment, Conservation, and Parks, Polyethics began work to implement odor abatement measures at its Forest Avenue plant. Work Wag says the company is still carrying out. We remain committed to adding smell abatement equipment to the plant to meet ministry odor guidelines, he said. We have submitted all the necessary paperwork as requested last year for review, and continue to work with them to reach a resolution that will work for all parties. Ward 1 Cowan. Whitney Smith credited community members for stepping up to demand change. This was the hard work of all the neighbors who fought to keep the enjoyment of their properties and neighborhood, she said. I am excited for them to be able to enjoy summers on the dock and in the backyard with no unpleasant smell or medical side effects. Smith agreed with health concerns brought forward by residents, mentioning the scent caused her own chest to hurt when she visited with a constituent on the issue. When I got that first call almost 2 years ago now, I went over to the gentleman's house right away when he said, "Hey, there's this smell, and can you come check it out?" She said, "I was standing on his driveway with him for 5 minutes, and my chest was hurting, literally hurting."